Last night, the Carbondale trustees revisited a proposal regarding town immigration policies presented before a full house by a group of students from the Carbondale Middle School, including Vanessa.
On our last meeting, we brought upon a problem we noticed in our community. This problem being that the immigrant community is fearing the police, immigrants are not reporting crimes, and the police as well as the community not understanding each other. We saw the problem and decided to do something about it. We are proposing this ordinance that is in front of you now. We have met with the police, reached out to funding groups, and hosted a community meeting. To begin, we met with the police and received good feedback. We reached out to CMC for an intensive Spanish course focusing on law enforcement so that the language barrier is breached. In addition, we attended the CEI showcase to get support from funding groups. We had groups reach out to us, including the Gates Foundation and the National Equity Project.
Mayor Dan Richardson emphasized the importance of adopting deliberate language in the resolution so as not to restrict the discretion of Police Chief Gene Schilling.
If we didn't trust Gene to make good decisions, then guidance like this is pretty important. But I don't feel that way. I trust Gene's discretion on when it's appropriate to communicate. You know, I think the driver's license issue is a good example where we could ask, all right, show us your documentation, but instead we use the honor policy to say, are you a legal citizen or not? If they say yes, we move on.
Several members of the audience spoke to the fear in the community that this resolution aims to address. Reverend Shauna Foster introduced a poster that was discovered on the bulletin board in City Market by a member of her parish.
That says, ICE, if you would like to report illegal aliens, please call Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They need to know names, location, and any other specific information you can provide. So this is basically calling on citizens to spy on each other, to figure out whether they are here legally or not, and then to tip off ICE.
Junior Ortega spoke personally to the experience of growing up in Carbondale under the fear of deportation.
I am undocumented. I am under the Deferred Action Program that President Obama put in place, DACA. And, you know, for me, it's a struggle to renew it every year and a half. I have to make sure I have a damn clean record or else they can deny it like that. In my eighth grade year, I shadowed Carbondale Police Department because that was my career job. That's my dream job. It still is. Unfortunately, I still can't pursue it. You know, for me, it was a fear of being Carbondale. And it still kind of is. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I have a driver license, but it's marked. I'm sorry, my license is marked with a black label that says in my face, I'm here undocumented, but I'm here legally. Seeing Carbondale can just come with a resolution or something that makes us feel more welcoming, it just helps me sleep at night a little more. I lived the fear. You know, I saw a lot of things that went down back in 2010, 2009 in Carbondale. And at that point, I just decided to move. It was just safer.
It was decided that Mayor Dan Richardson, along with Trustee Erica Sparhawk, will work to further revise the resolution in compliance with the Young Advocates. Trustee Frosty Marriott reaffirmed the board's interest in appointing a trustee to represent the Latino community.
Be aware that we would love to have a Latino voice on this board that would step forward and fill out their application and come in and interview, because we're set to appoint someone, and we've all talked about that we know we don't have that. We would like to have that.
The deadline for that application is the 21st of this month. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.